ಸಹಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಕಲಾಮಹಿಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ಪಂಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಯನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾನ್ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತಿ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ್ಯ ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತಿ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರೀ ಮೃಗಭಾನು ಸುತೇ ದೇವಿ ನಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೆ ಚಿಂತಾಮಣಿ ಪ್ರಕರ ಸದಮಸು ಕಲ್ಪವೃಕ್ಷಲಕ್ಷಾವೃತೇಷು ಸುರವೀರವಿ ಪಾಲಯಂತಂ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಸಹಸ್ರ ಶತ ಸಂಭ್ರಮ ಸೇವ್ಯಮಾಣಂ ಗೋವಿಂದಂ ಆದಿಪುರುಷಂ ತಮಾಹಂ ಭಜಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶಿವಾಶಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಜಾಗರಣ ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ ರೀತಿ ವಿತ್ತಾಯ ಕಾಜಿ ನೈವ ಅನುಕೂಲಂತೆ ಸೋ ಅಧ್ಯಕ್ಷ ಪುರುಷ ಪರ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಮೀಟಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಈಸಿ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಜಾಗರಣ Well, we are, to say, awake, and we are acting with our intelligence. This is one stage. Then another stage that we are sleeping, dreaming. Another stage is that we are in deep sleep, forgetting everything. That is, susupti or deep sleep. Sometimes we want to forget ourselves by transferring ourselves into that deep sleep, forgetting everything. Actually, that is our natural tendency. When you are too much afflicted with these material activities, anxiety, because material life means full of anxiety. That is material life. that is expressed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tathādhuman ne suravajya dīhnām tadā samudnikina jyām asad grahā. Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his father, my dear boy, what great thing you have learned from your teacher? Will you kindly explain? So he answered immediately, "Tat sadhu manne," to my opinion, my dear father, that is very nice thing. What is that? "Tat sadhu manne sarvajya dihinam asadgrahat sada samudrigna dhiyam." Dihinam means those who have accepted this material body. There are many millions and millions, unlimited number of liberated souls in the spiritual world. They have not accepted this material body. We are conditioned souls. So Prahlad Maharaj recommends that for those who have accepted this material body, and due to acceptance of this material body, they are always full of anxiety. Nobody can say that I am free from all anxiety. Beginning from a person lying on the street, have to go to the President Johnson, ask everybody, are you free from material anxiety? Everyone said no. Everyone has got some problem. That is material existence. So sometimes when you are disgusted with this material life, we want to forget. Forget all this. Sometimes a man takes to drinking. Sickness, anxiety, so many worries, cannot stop. Let me drink. So, sometimes we take to LSD or other intoxicants. So this is, there is a tendency for susupti, going to the stage of susupti. Sometimes they take injection to sleep sound. Now there are sleeping pills also. So many things. So actually, as pure spirit soul, I want to forget. But because I do not accept the real path, how to get out of this material existence? Therefore, we have to accept something concocted means. That will not save us. That will not save us. Prahlad Maharaj says, Sada samudhya dhyam asadgrihat vityasmadhatam grihayanda kupam vanam gato jad harimatrayeta. Prahlad Maharaj says to his father, my dear father, if somebody and to quit this scene of Griyanda Kupa, a dark well of this material life, and go to the forest and take shelter of Krishna. That is very nice. That was the beginning of misunderstanding between the father and the mother, father and the son. The father expected that Prahlad Maharaj will explain something, diplomacy, politics, technology, something like that. What is this all a foolish boy is explaining? That one should go away from this scene and take shelter of Krishna consciousness. The teacher has taught them all nonsense. So he became angry. And the misunderstanding between the father and the son began from that point. But he was devotee, fully Krishna consciousness. So he told the plain thing. Yes, unless one comes to this platform, that platform, the material platform to the spiritual platform, there is no question of peace and prosperity. It is simply an artificial trying to forget this full of anxious life. It is not possible. When one becomes fully Krishna conscious, automatically he forgets this nonsense. Just like at several times, giving you the example, you have got a glass. If you fill it up with milk, then there is no possibility of it being filled up with ink. But so long it is filled up with ink, there is no possibility of his being filled up with milk. So, Krishna consciousness is milk, and material consciousness is ink. So if you want to black milk, then let us remain. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suggests, accept, not suggest, it is already there in the beauty literature. Sthane sthita sutikataam punamangunu bhi. That's all right. Don't take much. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he talked with Ramananda Rai, there was many forms of discussion how to make oneself perfect. So he recommended so many things, but when he recommended Ramananda Rai, that Sthane sthita sutikataam punamangunu, we should always remember that this material life is our disease condition. It is not our healthy life. Because as free soul, we are healthy. Anandamaya vyasat. By nature, we are joyful. There is no question of our being morose, unhappy, disease. No. Spiritual life, spirit as it is, the constitution is blissful, full of knowledge, and it is that is spiritual life, actually. Satchidananda Vigraha. So, we are not actually, constitutionally, we are unhappy. Our happiness is our life. Anandamaya Vyasa. In the Vedanta Sutra, we find that this verse, Anandamaya Vyasa, as God is full of joy, similarly, we are also part and parcel of God. We are also full of joy. So we have to treat ourselves. How to go to that platform of joyfulness? That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasojati Natansati. You can simply become joyful without any anxiety. When Brahma Bhuta, when you understand yourself, when you understand your spiritual existence, that is from Prahlad Maharaj, analytically, self-analysis. That spiritual existence, if Prahlad Maharaj is giving hint here, that we have got three stages of our existence. Sometimes we are active, sometimes we are sleeping, and sometimes we are deeply sleeping. But within these three stages of our existence, I am there. When I am active, I am there. When I am sleeping and dreaming, I am there. And when I am in deep sleep, I am there. And when again I am active, I am there. In no case, I am not there. I am there always. So, buddhi jagrana. So, one has to apply his good intelligence. Then this I am, which existing in all the stages, that is, I am spirit soul. Ta jena yon bhuyante. I am perceiving. So, yesterday I was sleeping. That sleeping condition is past. But I am here. I am thinking, I was sleeping yesterday like this. I was dreaming like this. Therefore, I am the chief adhyaksha. I am the chief controller. So, I am this. It is very easy to understand. Any intelligent man can understand So there are so many yogis, they are trying to understand what I am. This is us. It can be understood in a few seconds, if you are intelligent enough. There is no question of prolonging. Simply to understand what I am. You are this. So only to understand that if I am not this body which is dreaming, which is awakened, which is sleeping, so many cognitions is changing from boyhood to childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood. So, then I have to understand that if I am eternal, then what is my eternal business? Now I am engaged with this temporary business. Because I am born in this land, America, so America has become my country, so I am called for going to Vietnam. Because I am born American, I have to go. But if I am not this body, I am something else eternal, then what is my eternal engagement? This is my bodily engagement. Everything is our bodily engagement. Prahlad Maharaj asking us, Rajima Ivanu Bhuyanti, so Dhakka Purusha Parah. That Purusha, that personality, is transcendent. Evi Sivarnai Padjastai Buddhi Bhedai Kriyad Bhavai Sarupam Atmana Buddhe Gandhai Vayu Nibha. So this Atma is being transferred from one body to another. How it is being transferred? Just like air is passing from one field to another. Air is passing from this field to another field, another field, another field. And as he is passing, as he is associating the air, if it is passing over the nice, fragrant garden, it is, and it is taking with it, the nice flavors, and if it is passing in nasty place, then it is taking the bad smell. Similarly, we are passing from one body to another, and according to the atmosphere we are creating here, in this body, we are taking, again, transferring ourselves to another body. Etat dvara si samsara gunakarma nivandana ajnanamula apatsopi pumsa svapna vibharpate. So Prahlad Maharaj says, etat dvara hi samsara. Material existence means we are passing on, do not know how long we are passing. They say, we cannot remember, time immemorial. This is called saṃsāra. This is called material existence. Etat dvāra hi saṃsāra guna karma nibandhana. And this material body is there due to my material qualities, and according to the quality of my work, and these two things are binding me. Guna karma vibhava. So here the caste system, according to guna, according to quality, and karma, according to work. Now, Arjuna was advised by Krishna, that nishtayunna bhavarga. Sarivanna visaya vira nishtayunna bhavarga. My dear Arjuna, this world is moving on the platform of these material modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance. And the whole Vedic literature or scriptures, they are meant for transcendenting one from this platform to the spiritual platform. So, Arjuna was advised, nishtayunna bhavarjuna. Just get out of yourself. Get out yourself from this entanglement of three gunas and their one. Prahlad Maharaj similarly advises, this is samsara, this is material existence. And what is the basic principle of this material existence? Ajnana, ignorance. Because I forgot that I am part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. This is ajnana. Ajnana mula, apathopi punsa sapna varpati. Although, it is just like me, say, 10 years before, or 20 years before, I was in India, I was a family man. I was sitting with my wife and children and doing something else. Now that thing is now dream. So you are passing, just like at night we dream something. So this is also another kind of dream. Because this is concrete dream. And at night we see abstract dream. The quality is dream. Sometimes you are in abstract dream and sometimes you are in concrete dream. This is also dream. We do not know how many lives you have passed before this. Hundreds and thousands and millions. Sometimes I have been a cat. That is not dream. Sometimes I might have been a dog. Not might have been, because evolution is there. We are coming by evolutionary process from aquatics to vegetable life, from vegetable to how would you say, reptile life, then from birds life and beast life, then uncivilized life, then we have come to the civilized form of life under the grip of nature. So we have passed so many stages of life that they have become now dreams. If somebody says, 40 million of years before, you are a tree. Do you believe it? It is dream. But actually I was. By nature's law. So, we have got this opportunity, this human form of life, with sense, so that we can understand this Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, or Bible, or Quran. These are meant for civilized human society. If you don't take care of these things and simply pass on in this dream, just like animals, they have no sense, simply eating, making, sleeping, and defending, go, as soon as another dog comes, at one bath, go. So this is not a dog's qualification. So this defending is also like that. It is defending in its own way. We are defending in our own way. So we must be above these transcendental, as advised by Krishna. Nishtrayunna bhava. Just become transcendental to these qualitative activities. And what is that? Unqualitative, uncontaminated activity. That is all stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mantaja abhyaricharena bhakti yogina sevate. Sagunan samatita hitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Anyone who takes to this business of Krishna consciousness, mantaja abhyaricharena bhakti. Abhyaricharena means without any material contamination. Pure devotional self. The Supreme Lord is my Lord, I am His eternal servant, my business is to serve Him, nothing more. This is called pure devotion. Either you call Krishna or Jehovah, whatever name you like, okay, but God is one. So if you simply become to this consciousness, that I am eternal servant of God, and my business is to serve God. And in relationship with Krishna, or God, there is other service. Just like we are giving this service, Krishna consciousness is explaining why. It is not a business, but because we have established our relationship with Krishna, or God, we want to propagate it. Therefore, Krishna consciousness does not mean to be aloof from this material world. But his activities are different. He is not in that activity which will create anxiety. Here we are preaching Krishna consciousness. If there is no business, we don't expect anything from you. But if you accept it, then our mission is right. If you don't accept it, so there is no anxiety, we are existing as the will of Krishna. Krishna says that anyone who takes up this responsibility of spreading Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, he is very dear to me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Amar Agdaya Guru Hiya Taro Sattvade. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Krishna in the form of devotee, he says that by my order, he becomes spiritual master. Oh, I have to become a spiritual master, what I have to do? I have no qualification. Oh, you don't require any qualification. Then, what is to do? Jare dako tare kaho Krishna vade. Well, whomever you meet, you just try to give him some instruction of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. If you cannot do, if you cannot speak on Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavad or Bible of Quran, they are all books of knowledge of Krishna consciousness, you can simply say, my dear friend, I have got one request to you. What is that? Please chant Hare Krishna. That's all. Please chant Hare Krishna. Is it very difficult? But it is very difficult also. Because people will take it very lightly. Oh, what is that? Hare Krishna. Because he does not know that the Hare Krishna has so much potency that one day he can catch the Supreme Personality, the Godhead, within your grip. It has got so potent, so much. He will say, what is this nonsense, Hare Krishna? You chant, I don't like it. But it is your duty. He may take it or not take it. Well, if you ask somebody, my dear friend, please, once chant Hare Krishna. That is your duty finish. He may accept or not accept, that doesn't matter. You have finished your spiritual master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Agdaya Guru Hi Ataro Sadhguru. Jari Dako Tarika. There is no question of who he is, what he is, where he is born, whether he is civilized, uncivilized. Oh, capitalist, communist, this or that, Indian, American, African, never mind. What about you? Simply request him. Please chant Hare. Do yourself chanting and this will make you advance and the friend you meet, he will someday, because if he takes If he does not say, he simply understands that here is something and says, yes, it is very nice. It is very nice. Then also, he gets the result. Tasmād bhavadhi kattabvam karmanāṁ sikunāsmaknāṁ bīja nirharanam yoga prabhāha paramam dhyā. If you always remember that Prahlāda Mahārāja was talking with his child friends, he says, Tasmad Bhagavad Ji Kartabha. My dear friend, therefore, it is your duty. Kartabham karmanam trigunatmakam trigunatmanam. Now, these activities of three material qualities are material activities. Bijanir haranam. The seed of these material activities you should crush it. Seed. There is a seed. Just like there is a seed, and so long the seed will remain. Just like we have seen in the fall season, so many creepers, they appear to be dry. There is no leaf. It almost dies. But as soon as the spring comes, oh, there is green leaf again. Why? The seed is there. Sometimes in India, they set fire because it is very hot climate. So, when there is no rainy season, and by the sun is always bright there, so all these small plants, except big trees, they become dry. And the cultivators, they set fire. And it becomes manure. But what is the fire? In the fire, the outer portion is burned, but the seed is there. The next rainy season, again. Again. Again green. Again dry. Again set fire. Again green. Why? The seed is there. Seed is there. What is that seed? Yoga. You are trying to practice yoga, but you do not know how to crush the seed of material life. This is Vijanirahananam yoga, this Krishna consciousness. The more you become Krishna conscious, that seed, that material, what is that material seed? The material seed that I want to lord it over everything, all resources. This is struggle. Everyone is trying. What is economic development, or what is called the exact technical word, in a country undeveloped country. Undeveloped country and to develop. So what is this development? Development means to lord it over this material resources. That is the seed. That is the seed. Everyone is thinking that I am the monarch of all I serve. Whatever I am saying, I shall be the monarch. I shall be a rocky pillar, I shall be a fort, I shall be this, I shall be that. But what is this I shall be? For a few years, I shall be like this. And then according to my karma, according to my work, I leave this body here, I take another body, here I shall be finished. So therefore, we are simply wasting our time. Simply wasting. Simply wasting our time. So Prahlad Maharaj says that it is your duty, my dear boy. Bijanirharanam jo prabaha paramatyo. So you just kill, destroy the seed, and so that no more it will become green after getting some water. There are another example. They are called in India Mora Sharpuka. Sharpuka means dead grass. I do not know what is the condition here in India. The dead grass, during the winter season, we'll find just like simple scheme only, nothing. There is nothing. But as soon as the summer season comes, they bite the bodies and become red, fatty, immediately. So, similarly, sometimes we may become just like a skin, and as soon as there is a drop of water and a little impetus for material enjoyment, it becomes immediately. So this is seed. The seed should be destroyed. What is that this seed? How it can be destroyed? Now, I am thinking that I am master. I have to think that I am servant. Yes. I am thinking I am master of this material world. I have to think that I am servant of Krishna. That's all. Nothing more. So this Krishna consciousness, this chanting of Krishna consciousness, being engaged fully in the service of Krishna, will gradually revive your pure consciousness and you'll know and you'll feel jolly. You'll feel joy. Now you are serving, you are already serving. Now you are serving the cats and dogs and motor car and this and that, so many things. Servant to you. Because constitution I am servant. And because I am not servant of God, a servant of Krishna, that I have become servant of my dog. In the morning, I go with my dog. The dog says, yes, stand up here. Yes, I am standing. Let me pass my stool. Yes, my dear sir. It is very nice. So I am servant. But I have no shame that I have become servant of God and I am refused to servant of God. Such a foolish fear. You see, Kapilnath Maharaj says, just change kind. Don't become anymore a servant of servants of God means servant of yourself. That's all. We are here all servant of senses. That's all. Shami means master of senses. Sense wants, my tongue wants immediately to smoke. There is some sensation. I must say, no, there is no smoking. Stop. Then you are master. And if you become servant, I want, will you kindly give me a cigarette? Because I am servant, a cigarette. So you have to train yourself to become swami, master of your senses. Then everything is all right. Don't be servant of your senses. Servant you are, just change your circumstances. Instead of becoming servant of senses, just become the servant of the master of the senses. The master of senses is Krishna. Therefore, he is called Hrishikesha. And Krishna consciousness means Hrishikena Hrishikesha Srivalam Bhakti Richyati. Devotional service means to serve the master of the senses with your purified senses. That's all. You have got to stop your sensual activities, but now you are serving the senses by the dictation of the senses. Now, why you will serve the master of the senses, then your perfection will come. So, Kundal Maharaj is advising, my dear boy friends, that Bija Nirharanam Yoga. You practice yoga just to become master of your senses, not that officially I sit down 15 minutes meditation and next moment I am master of my senses. But this is not yoga. Yet this called Bija Nirharanam Yoga. Just practice such kind of yoga by which you can kill the seed of your servitude. of this material. Thank you very much. Any questions?
What are the symptoms of the soul when you die? Does it simply enjoy everything, or does it still?
You can perceive the activities of the soul even in your present state. That I am explaining, that the soul's activity is to serve. So you are serving God, we have to serve God. That is soul's activity here. Simply the difference is that instead of dog, we have to change the word God. The service is already there. Your activities are already there. You are not stopped. It is not a new thing. Service is already there. Just like India has become independent, or you have become independent. Now there are government servants before independence declared. They were servants in the same office, and now the Britishers have gone away, Indians are controlling their own management, the same servant is there. Now he thinks you are independent. And what is independence? You are serving here still. In the British period you also sat. And you are serving. What is your independence? Oh, now I am serving my own country. That's all. Robert conscience. For imperial government, His Majesty, nowadays Robert is the India government, the Robert conscience. So you have to change your Robert. Instead of serving God, you have to serve God. That's all. Change your avastha. Is it very difficult? So, please try to change your avastha. That's all. Yes. Yes.
Yes. This
food is forgetfulness. That's all. Well, when you become tired, you are by intoxication, you sleep deep. This is material existence. Either this material activity, or material dreaming, or material deep sleep, they're all material. In spiritual life, there is no sleep. There is no deep sleep, or slight sleep, or dream. There is everything actual. Any other question?
When you reference the consciousness, my question before, I meant when you're actually Krishna conscious, do you just exist, the know all, and enjoy all, or do you have any activities at that time?
Well, I've got that. Enjoyment, how can you continue your activities? Do you think that in any activity in which you do not feel happy or enjoy, can you continue that activity now? Therefore, Krishna consciousness means the more you become active in Krishna consciousness, the more you become joyful. Anandamaya Vyasa, that means your real life becomes revealed, joyful life. And as you become joyful, so you are more energetic to work for Krishna. That will give you impetus. It is not a dead, stereotype thing. It is dynamic force. The more you work for Krishna, the more you feel energy, the more you feel life. In practical, ask so many students, they are feeling, yes, joyful. There are so many attractions in material life. Oh, how they can forget? How they can forget? Especially in your country, there are so many facilities, the material enjoyment. Now how they can forget all this? Unless they are not coming here. Say this practice. The more you engage yourself in Krishna consciousness, the more you feel joy, joy. That is joyful life. And Chaitanya Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Anandamudibadhanam. Anandamudibadhanam means there is an ocean of joy. Now this ocean is stagnant. It does not increase. But that Anandamudi, the ocean of joy, transcendental bliss, that increases. And there is unlimited space also to allow that increase. Anandam Rivadhanam Pratipadam Purnamita Sadhanam. And every step you will feel the spiritual bliss. Param Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. That's like in the morning lecture, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining his practical experience, how he is feeling joy. So this is practical. There is nothing theoretical. This is standard, practical and easy. This is the beauty of this movement. Yes?
If
you become Krishna, servant of Krishna, it is not to become, you are already. Just like a person, a citizen of United States, he is already under the obligation of the state. If he thinks that I am not under the obligation, that is his madness. Similarly, you are already servant of Krishna. But you are declaring yourself, no, I am not servant of God, I am servant of God. So that is your madness. The sooner you give up your madness, it is better. And there is no question, if you becoming a servant of God, your everything is supplied by somebody. And do you think that becoming servant of God, nothing will be supplied to you? If God is so poor, that if he can supply the necessities of a servant of God, and he will not supply the necessities of the servant of God, why do you think like that? So you think in our society we are all servants of God. Do you think we have got any want? We have got everything full. This Kuttanananda, he has gone to Montreal. He is spending $500 every month. And he went from here without a farthing. Here is a practical example. So don't think like that. God is not so poor. Everything belongs to God. So if you are sincere, God will supply you everything. Yoga kemam bhama. Lord Krishna says, one is engaged in my service. Yoga kemam for his necessity. So, yoga means, what about he has got? are protecting those things. And whatever he has not got to supply those things, I am responsible. See, it is a question of belief and practical engagement. The more you become faithful, the more you become convinced, yes, God is my master. Yes. Krishna is my master. He supplies everything. But it cannot be your servant, more than that. If you make God your order supplier, my dear God, I am in need of something for my sense enjoyment, please supply. That will not agree. Therefore, those who go to God for sense enjoyment and become frustrated, they say there is no God. This atheism and declaration that there is no God, it is a question of sense gratification. So, God is not meant for satisfying your senses. You are meant for satisfying God's senses. This is Krishna consciousness. And because the atheist class, they do not want to serve the senses of God, therefore they make impersonal. As soon as we make God impersonal, there is no sense to have not to supply. And here you see the picture, God is eating. God is eating. He has become so dependent on his devotees that if the devotee will give him something to eat, then he will eat. So that is a position. There is a position like that. By love, God will, instead of yourself becoming dependent on God, God will become dependent on you. There is such a stage. God will ask you, my dear father, will you give me something to eat? There is stage like that. It is a stage, a platform of love. By love, everything is possible. All right, let us have some peace.